主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄其峰牧师，翻译是陈志弟兄。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是基督徒得胜的保证，经文出自路加福音22:31-34。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来敬拜三位一体、又真又活、伟大的神。
The songwriter says,
主啊，我属你。
Lord, I'm thine.
基督徒必须有归属感。
Now, as a believer, we need to have a sense of belonging.
我们不再属于别的。
For we belong to no one else.
我们单属主。
We belong only, solely to the Lord.
我们原来活在罪中。
We used to live in sin.
我们是罪的奴仆。
And we were slave to sin.
主耶稣亲自来寻找我们。
But the Lord Jesus Christ came to search for us.
他用生命的代价。
With the price of life.
将我们从 罪的权势下释放释放出来。
And he set us free from the domain of sin and darkness.
他救了我们。
And he has saved us.
他赐给我们自由。
And he has given us victory and freedom.
他买赎我们归给他自己。
He has purchased us, redeemed us unto himself.
每天早晨的时候。
Every morning.
你醒过来
As you wake up, brothers and sisters,
对主说
You need to say unto God,
主耶稣啊
The Lord Jesus,
我属于你
I belong to you.
下一首诗歌是179
Now let's turn to hymn 179Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父
Dear Father in heaven,
我们奉耶稣基督的名赞美你
We praise you in the name of Jesus Christ.
今天是主耶稣基督的日子
For today is the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来到您的圣殿
And we have come into your holy temple.
我们要朝见您的面
We want to behold thy face.
我们要敬拜您
We want to worship you.
我们要听您话语的声音
We want to hearken unto your voice speaking to us.
我们 要与弟兄姐妹有交通。
And we want to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们恳求主与我们同在。
We pray for the presence of the Lord.
使到我们因主喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy, our hearts may be satisfied because the presence of the Lord.
主啊，世界没有给我们满足。
Lord, this world does not give us satisfaction.
主耶稣给我们喜乐。
But the Lord Jesus bestows us joy.
他就是我们的一切。
And He is our all in all.
有主，我们够了。
And to have the Lord, we have sufficiency.
主啊，请你住在我们中间。
Lord, may your dwelling place here
接纳我们的赞美。
Accept our praise.
亲自用笑容鼓舞我们。
Encourage us with your smile.
借着您的话语祝福我们。
And bless us with your word.
使到今天来到您恩座前的人都满有恩典可以得。
And may everyone who come to the throne of grace shall receive a portion of grace from you.
求主建立这个教会。
May the Lord build up this church.
使到我们在质量上长进。
So that we may make progress in quality.
使到我们在数量上长进。
We also can grow in quantity,
这个教会满有神的荣耀
so that this church will be full of the glory of God.
神的福气都在其中
and the blessings of the Lord are here.
来的人也都一同蒙恩
and whosoever comes shall receive the same grace.
得着上好的福气
and they receive the best blessings.
谢谢主的恩典
Thank you, God, for your grace.
我们求一件事
Lord, we ask of you of one thing.
就是你的名得荣耀
that is your name be glorified.
基督被高举
And Jesus Christ, our Lord, be lifted up.
圣灵充满
And the Holy Spirit fill us.
主的话语被传扬
And the word of God be proclaimed.
主的百姓更深的认识
And the people of God know you in a better way.
听道行道
And they will listen to the word and put it into practice.
在实际生活里面结出果子来荣耀父神的名
And then to bear the fruits in our everyday living to bring glory to God's name.
主啊，愿这个教会在全地上成为您所喜悦的教会。
Lord, may this church be a church that is you are so pleased with.
谢谢主。
Thank you, God.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我要跟大家分享的信息是基督徒得胜的保证。
Today I want to share with you the assurance of victory for Christians.
基督徒像普通的人一样，是脆弱的、无能的、短见的。
Christians, like all other human beings, we are weak, helpless, and short-sighted.
但基督徒的仇敌魔鬼却是狡猾的、凶狠的、无情的。
And the enemy of Christians is cunning, vicious, and ruthless.
世界它是它捕获人的网罗。
The world is filled with his snares and traps.
人在茫茫的路途中，随时会失去方向，掉进陷阱里面。
As we go about our daily activities, we often lose focus in our direction and fall into his traps.
但奇妙的是，基督徒至终都能像保罗，充满信心和把握地说。
But how wonderful it is that as follower of Jesus Christ, we can be filled with the faith and boldly speak as Paul did.
我深知所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日全全备备。
I know whom I believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
大家有没有想过，基督徒为什么能够这样夸胜？其中的原因是什么呢？
Have you ever thought about how we can have this kind of victory and the reason behind it?
今天的信息。我们要从耶稣与西门彼得的对话与大家分享基督徒得胜的保证。
In today's message, I will examine the conversation Jesus had with Peter to explain why as Christians we have the assurance of victory over our enemy.
经文是我们以上所读的路加福音22:31-34.
I will use the scripture we just read.Luke chapter 22 verses 31-34.
这经文虽然简短，却充满伟大的真理。
Even though it is only a few verses, it is filled with wonderful truth of God.
第一组说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们像塞麦子一样。”
First, Jesus said to Simon, Simon, indeed Satan had asked to have you that he may sift you as wheat.
主讲这句话是他跟门徒吃完最后晚餐之后，在起身往客西马尼园之前对彼得说的。
Our Lord spoke these words to Peter, as he rose from having the Last Supper with them, and before he headed out to the Garden of Gethsemane.
主在这里向西门说话，其实也对其余的门徒说话。
Here Jesus spoke to Peter, but at the same time he spoke to the apostles.
主耶稣为得着西门彼得全部的注意力。而重复叫他的名字西门西门
In order to make sure that Peter, he had Peter's full attention, he repeated Peter's name twice.
他不是主耶稣讲什么
What did the Lord say?
主耶稣不是讲离别忧伤的话
He did not speak words of sorrow or say a final farewell.
不是讲钉十字架痛苦的话
He did not talk about the suffering he is about to endure on the cross.
乃是讲即将发生在门徒身上的事情。
But instead, he predicted what was about to happen to the apostles.
因为主知道，不但他自己将面对十字架的征战，门徒也成为仇敌攻击的目标。
Because the Lord knows very well, not only will he soon face the battle on the cross, the Satan will also turn the apostle into a target.
所以主说，魔鬼将不遗余力攻击你们。
Therefore, the Lord said, the devil will do his best.And ceaselessly or endlessly attack them.
他手中拿着筛药，把你们放进筛中，用力颠簸你们，折磨你们，将你们打碎，好像把水果放进他水果机打得稀烂一样。
The devil has the sieve in his hand is about to sift them like wheat. He will disrupt and break them just like we put our fruit in a blender and make a smoothie.
弟兄姐妹，魔鬼抵挡神，也抵挡爱主的人。
Brothers and sisters, the devil is against God, and therefore he is against those who follow.
他那狡猾的眼睛都在查看基督徒。
He uses those cunning eyes to constantly observe us.
他在寻找链中最弱的一环。
He is looking for the weakest link in the chain.
他寻找营堡中最弱的门。
He is looking for the weakest gate of the fortress. He is looking to attack our weaknesses.
有时他使用政权、异教迫害你、攻击你，使到你遭遇艰难和危险。
At times he will use his authority, false religion, to attack you, throwing danger and difficulties in our path.
有时他用肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲来引诱你，使你活在罪中。
And sometimes he will use the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life.
有的时候他用信徒之间的纷争结党、嫉妒苦毒，叫你灰心沮丧。
Other times he uses disagreements among believers to cause divisions and form cliques within the church.
有时他用贫穷、缺乏、疾病、患难，叫你孤单忧郁。
And then he sometimes uses circumstances as poverty, a lack of material things, sickness and trials, so we feel anxious, and then we are alone with these challenges.
有时他毁坏你的名誉，破坏你的工作，使你到处碰壁，四面楚歌。
He will destroy your reputation, make life difficult at your jobs, causing you to feel that you're surrounded by trouble and there is no way out.
有时他用人在背后批评论断你，误会你，指责你，使到你痛苦，说我放弃了。
He'll get people to gossip behind your back, maybe some misunderstanding, false accusations, and to leave us to painfully give up hope.
无论如何，撒旦要借着各种的苦练试炼，切断你跟神之间的关系，摇动你对神的信心。
Regardless of what the devil uses.Suffering difficulties. His ultimate goal is to cause a strain in our relationship with God. He wants to shake our faith. He wants us to lose hope.
他要叫你感到完全的绝望，以致你没办法继续走信心的路，就回到世界的里面去。
Yeah, he wants you to think that there is no way for you to continue in your walk of faith in order that he can turn you back to the world.
现在思想耶稣讲的第一句、第二句话，耶稣说：“但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失去信心。”
Now let's look at the second thing that Jesus said to Peter. He says, "But I have already prayed for you that your faith may not fail."
主耶稣告诉门徒，撒旦将要加害他们之后，就立刻的安慰他们。
Brothers and sisters, after the Lord told the apostles that the devil will attack them.He immediately followed that with comforting words.
主说我是好牧人，我不会袖手旁观，让你们这些羊被豺狼撕裂吞吃掉。
The Lord said, "I will not stand by and watch as the wolf destroy my sheep."
主耶稣如何保护他的门徒呢
？So how does the Lord protect his followers?
回答是主为门徒祈求。
The answer is he prayed for them.
这里祈求的画面是主把自己当作门徒的仆人，为他们恳求。
The picture that we see here is that our Lord took on the position of a servant in praying for the apostles.
他的祈求也如同一个担保人，愿意把为门徒付上一切的代价。
At the same time, he took on the role as a mediator, willing to pay the ultimate price for his followers.
而主的祈求是使门徒不至于失去信心。
And the prayer is that the followers will not lose faith.
在这里有很重要的功课要我们学习。
There are some very important lessons for all of us to learn.
因为在主耶稣的祷告里面，他没有求神破坏魔鬼的计划。
Because in the Lord's prayer, he did not ask to destroy the devil's schemes.
他没有求神使到彼得不用经历失败、挫折和伤害。
He didn't ask God to remove the difficulty.The failure that Peter's about to face.
他只求神使彼得不因所遭遇的患难失去信心。
He only prayed that through the difficulties and the struggle and the pain,
弟兄姐妹
that Peter will not lose faith.
弟兄姐妹，彼得的耶稣的祷告叫我们反省。
Brothers and sisters, the prayer of Jesus should cause us to lead us to examine ourselves.
如果是我们为彼得祷告，我们一定说：“父啊， 请你保守彼得， 不落在撒旦的手中， 受撒旦的攻击。
We will say, God, please, please, don't allow Peter to fall into the trap of the devil.
求你救彼得脱离一切的艰难。
Help remove Peter from these difficulties.
求主将苦难挪去。
Remove these struggles that he's about to face.
但是想一想， 神说成全我们的祷告， 彼得的灵命怎么在艰难中成长呢？
But if we take a moment and think about this, if God answered that prayer, how would Peter grow spiritually through these difficulties?
彼得怎能够扶持安慰别人呢？
How can he then turn around and help those who may experience the same kind of difficulties?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
求主使到我们的祷告不是照自己的意思， 体贴人情。
Let's ask God to help us that when we pray, it is not according to our flesh and our will and our emotions.
乃要效法主耶稣， 求主坚固保守弟兄姐妹的信心。
But we must follow Jesus' example to pray for our brothers and sisters to strengthen their faith.
求主借着苦难使到他们更加爱主， 更加亲近神。
So that through struggles and difficulties, that they may grow stronger to love God more and grow even closer to Him.
求主使他们的灵命在艰难中长进， 以致能够为主的圣工更大的使用。
May they grow spiritually so that they may do the work of God, the holy work of God, even better.
现在我们思想耶稣的第三句话。
Now let us look at the third thing that Jesus said.
耶稣对彼得说， 你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Jesus said to Peter, when you turn back, strengthen your brothers.
主耶稣这句话极其宝贵。
Oh, brothers and sisters, these words are very precious.
第一, 他暗示彼得将会离弃主。
First, it predicted that Peter was going to abandon Jesus.
第二, 他暗示彼得将会悔改, 重新恢复起初爱主的热情和对主的信心。
Second, it predicted Peter will turn back and renew his love, a stronger love for the Lord with a stronger faith.
第三, 主暗示彼得会在弟兄中站立起来做坚固的工作。
Third, it predicted that Peter will stand and carry out the work of strengthening the believers.
是的，我们在约翰福音第21章就看到这样的经历。
Yes, in the book of John chapter 21, we see this experience or example.
主复活以后与彼得共进早餐，并且与他谈心。
After the resurrection, we see the Lord having a heart-to-heart talk with Peter while having breakfast with him.
主三次地问彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
The Lord asked Peter three times, do you love me more than these?
彼得真诚地回答主的问题。
Peter sincerely answered the Lord.
主说，你牧养我的羊。
And the Lord told him to feed my sheep.
感谢主，主何等地爱彼得。
Thank you, Lord. The Lord loves Peter so much.
彼得虽然离弃主，主却不弃绝他。
Even though Peter left the Lord, the Lord did not abandon him.
主给他很多服事的机会。
Instead, the Lord gave him even more opportunities to serve.
现在我们来看彼得听了主的话， 主何的回应。
Now let's look at how Peter responded to Jesus' word.
彼得对即将发生在自己身上的事， 一无所知。
Peter had no idea what was about to happen to him.
他对主说， 主啊， 我就是同你下监， 同受苦， 也是甘心乐意。
Peter told the Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death.
但主说， 彼得我告诉你， 今天既还没有叫， 你要三次说， 不认得我。
But Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times.
弟兄姐妹， 彼得实在是一位了不起的门徒。
Brothers and sisters, Peter is truly a special follower of Jesus.
他非常的爱主。
He truly loves the Lord.
他知道主面临被捕有生命死亡的可能。
He already knew the possibility of the arrest of Jesus and the execution of Jesus.
但是他向主保证。
But he promised the Lord.
主啊， 你不会一个人面对死亡和困苦， 我必与你同生同死。
He says, Dear Lord, you will not face this difficulty and suffering on your own. Peter was willing to live and die.
但我们的主知道彼得比彼得认识自己更多。
But Jesus knew Peter better than he knew himself.
主说不， 今天鸡叫一先， 你要三次否认我。
The Lord said, No, before the rooster crows today, you will deny knowing me three times.
在福音书中，我们看到主话语的应验。
In the gospel, we see the words of the Lord fulfilled.
主被捕以后，被带到大祭司那里去受审判。
After the Lord was arrested, he was brought to trial by the high priest.
彼得在外面的火边取暖。
Peter was outside, warming himself next to a fire.
有一个使女看见彼得就说，哦，你一向是跟主耶稣在一起的。
A servant girl saw him and said, you were with Jesus.
可是彼得因为惧怕就否认说，我不认识他。
But because of fear, Jesus said, I don't know him.
过了一阵子，又有一个人看到彼得就说，哎，你不是跟耶稣一党的吗？彼得又否认了。
Later on, someone else saw Peter and said, hey, don't you belong to the followers of Jesus? And Peter once again denied it.
再过了一个月一个小时，又有一个人竭力地证明说，你实在跟耶稣是同党的。但彼得再一次地否认，我不认识他。
Then about an hour later, someone definitely said, hey, Peter, you're a follower of Jesus Christ. But Peter denied it once again, saying, I do not know what you're talking about.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，彼得的勇气，彼得的保证在压力底下不见了。
Brothers and sisters, the courage of Peter under pressure, went away, disappeared.
他为了保护自己，竟然三次否认他的恩主。
In order to protect himself, he denied knowing Jesus Christ three times.
当他第三次否认主的时候，话才讲完，鸡就叫了。
When he denied Jesus the third time, as soon as he finished,The rooster crowed.
主耶稣在受审判，在极痛苦的当儿，转过身来看彼得。
Jesus, in the middle of his trial and his suffering, turned around and looked Peter in the eyes.
彼得想起主向他所说过的话，心里极其的难过，就出去痛哭了。
Peter remembered the word of our Lord. He left outside. He went outside and wept bitterly.
弟兄姐妹，像彼得一样，多少次？我们对主说，主啊，我要背十字架来跟从你。
Brothers and sisters, how many times have we said to the Lord, I am willing to bear the cross and follow you.
我要为你来做大工。
I want to do something big for you.
但是当苦难试炼临到的时候，我们连自己的脚都站不住。
But when difficulties and obstacles come our way, we can't stand.
我们一遇到威胁就变成胆怯，好像门徒在克西马尼园的光景。
When we're threatened, we lose our courage, just like the apostles in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣要求门徒与他警醒祷告，门徒却都睡着了。
Our Lord asked them to stay awake and pray for them, and yet they fell asleep.
但主耶稣被捕，手脚被抓，被绑起来的时候，门徒都逃跑了。
And when they came and arrested Jesus, all the apostles scattered.
彼得因为惧怕。一连三次的否认恩主。
And Peter, because of fear, denied Jesus Christ. Denied knowing Jesus Christ three times.
弟兄姐妹，若是靠我们来成就神的计划，我们将是始祖失望的一群人。
Brothers and sisters, if it was up to us, if it depends on us to carry out the work of God, then we will often disappoint our Lord.
如果神救恩的工作靠我们来成全，我们将会使主非常的失望。
If the redemption work of God depended on us, we will surely disappoint him.
如果靠着我们，今天人类还是落在绝望当中。
If it was up to us, if it depended on us, all of us will still live in a condition of hopelessness.
但今天我们看到主的应许成就，主的救恩成全。都是主的工作，是主自己来成全的。
But today we see the redemption work, the salvation work of God, all depends on God alone.
今天我们思想圣经的话就到这里。
Today, the sharing of the message or the scripture will end here.
以下我们来思想，来总结一些今天经文教导我们宝贵的真理。
Now let us ponder and think about the truth of today's scriptures.
第一，我们要警惕魔鬼的搅中。
First, we must be alert and aware of the scheme of the devil.
我们要知道魔鬼总是等候在羊圈的周围，等着要毁坏吞吃主的羊。
We must be aware. We must be aware. Satan is around us and looking for the opportunity to destroy us.
但是羊却不知道。
And yet, we as sheep do not know.
今天我们要记得一件事。
Today, we must remember one thing.
撒旦是那试探夏娃把罪恶引进世界的。
Satan is the one that tempted Eve and brought sin into this world.
他在地上走来走去，往返而来。
He roams the earth back and forth.
主耶稣说，他是那起初就杀人的。
Jesus tells us that he was a murderer from the very beginning.
彼得说，他就像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
The Bible says that the devil is like a roaring lion, looking to devour people.
约翰说，他是昼夜在神面前控告弟兄的。
John said he is the one that's constantly accusing us.
今天他继续在地上做搅动人心、逼迫教会的工作。
Today he's at work, stirring up the sinful nature in us and causing us to stumble.
他创造假的宗教，误导人走向异端。
He creates false religions and lead us down the path of failure.
他在弟兄当中撒布纷争，产生分裂。
And among brothers and sisters, you know, he creates discord, disagreement, causing us to divide.
而最危险的是，魔鬼是我们肉体的眼睛看不见。
And the most scary or difficult thing is that we can't see him.
魔鬼非常有工作的经验，他工作了6000年的时间。
He's been at work for 6,000 years, so he's very experienced.
他不停地工作。
And he works ceaselessly, endlessly.
但是他伤害耶稣的门徒，也要毁坏门徒。伤害耶稣，也要毁坏耶稣的门徒。
2,000 years ago, he injured Jesus, and he also wanted to hurt all of us.
今天他也巴不得能够捕获我们，并且要毁坏我们新的一代。
And today, he wants to get us as well. Not only us, but he wants the next generation.
在座的各位，今天如果你称自己为基督徒，你就要相信圣经论及魔鬼的话。
Brothers and sisters, if you are a true Christian, if you believe in Jesus, you must believe what the Bible says about the devil.
我们要谨防撒旦的搅中。We
must be once again be aware of his schemes.
知道天使把自己装扮成光明的天使。
We have to be aware sometimes he disguises himself as an angel of light.
他毁坏你的方法可能不是使到你肉体受鞭打，而是想诱惑你，使到你离开主耶稣，这万古的磐石。
The way he destroys you may not be some physical affliction, but he may come after you in a way so that you lose your focus and trust on Jesus, the rock of all ages.
他使到你离弃神保护人的律法。
He wants us to leave the protection of the law that God has given us.
而当你走出神保护的范围的时候，他就可以任意的吞噬你、撕裂你。
And when we leave the protection of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is there ready to devour us.
作为基督徒，我们要意识到属灵征战的存在跟征战的激烈。
As Christians, we must be aware and take it seriously, the spiritual battle that goes on every single day.
We
must strengthen ourselves in the truth of God.
We
must pray in the Spirit.
We
must stay protected in the love of God. Look to the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ until eternity. The second lesson we must learn. When we serve God, we must not do it on our own flesh and according to our will and our emotions.
We must serve God.
We must utilize the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. We must rely on the Holy Spirit to serve the Lord. Our courage, our strength, and even our willingness will not hold up to the tests.
你看彼得的经历，有谁比他更加爱主、更勇敢呢？
Look at the example of Peter. Who loves the Lord more? Who has more courage than Peter?
但是在撒旦的攻击下，他的脚都站不住，跌倒了。
Yet under the attack of Satan, he was not able to stand.
但感谢主，但感谢主，圣经又让我们看到彼得靠神的恩典从失败当中走出来。
But thanks to God, in his failure, in the grace of God, he was able to stand up again, stronger than before, to serve the Lord.
他靠主的恩典重新立志。
He relied on the grace of God and recommitted once again to our Lord.
他靠主的力量而刚强。
He relied on the strength of our Lord.
我们看到他多么有勇气，多么有能力，在犹太人的公会面前为主传福音做见证。
We see how much courage he had to stand up in front of the Sanhedrin and preach the gospel.
你问，同样是一个人，为什么有截然不同的经历呢？
You may ask, the same person, yet how could he act so differently?
答案是彼得不再自信，乃靠住在他里面的圣灵。
The answer is, Peter learned to no longer rely on his own strength, but relied on the strength of the Holy Spirit that's within him.
弟兄姐妹，今天你有心要服侍主，这是非常好，但不能靠自己的血气，自己的自信。
Brothers and sisters, if you have a heart to serve God, that is wonderful, but you cannot rely on your flesh and your own, or your own will.
第三个功课，主耶稣是无所不知的主。
The third lesson,Jesus is all knowing.
在这短短的经文里面，我们非常惊讶主耶稣对未来事情的知道。
In these few verses, we see how he is able to predict what was about to happen.
他知道彼得特别，知道撒旦特别要攻击彼得。
He knew that Satan was going to really focus on Peter and attack him.
他知道彼得多少次否认他。
He knew exactly how many times Peter was going to deny knowing him.
他知道哪一只公鸡在什么的终点就会啼叫。
He knew exactly which crow at what time is going to crow.
他知道彼得有回头悔改的时候。
He knew Peter was going to turn back.
他知道彼得回头以后会更坚强、更谦卑。
He knew when Peter turned back, he's going to be stronger.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主是全知的主。
Sorry, he's going to be stronger and more humble.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣是全知的主。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is all knowing.
他知道魔鬼的诡计，知道人心中的意念。
He knows the scheme of the devil, and he knows our heart.
他知道暗中的事，他知道光明的事。
He knows the things that are hidden.He knows the things that are out in the open.
他知道高处的事，也知道低处的事。
He knows the significant things, and he also knows the little insignificant ones.
他知道现在的事，也知道将来的事。
He knows what's going to happen in the future by knowing what's happening now.
他从起初就知道幕后要发生的事。
He knows the end from the beginning.
并且主掌管一切。
He is in control of all things.
弟兄姐妹，想到我们的主是全知全能的神，我们就可以安详，也将我们的重担可以交托给他。
Brothers and sisters, knowing that our God is all powerful and all knowing, it should be easy for us to turn everything over to Him.
因为没有一件发生在我们身上的事是主所不知道。
Because nothing happens to us without His knowledge.
既然有主的许可，有主的美意，在艰难的环境中，我们就能够唱胜利的凯歌。
If everything happens to us, good and bad, has to have the permission of our Heavenly Father, then we can stand here and sing the victorious song.
第四个功课。
The fourth lesson.
基督徒能够在恩典中站立，持守到底，是一个伟大的神迹。
It is wonderful that we can stand in the grace of God.
因为基督徒是如此的软弱、无知、胆怯。
Because Christians, we are weak. We do not have courage.
基督徒的力量是这么的微小。
Our strength is so small.
但他的敌人是如此的凶狠、狡猾、有经验。
But our enemy is cunning and experienced in attacking us.
世界到处都布满了网罗，要来把我们啊挽住。
And once again, the world is filled with his traps for us.
照这样的光景，我们怎能成胜呢？
Under this kind of environment, how can we possibly have victory?
我们怎能够继续奔跑信心的道路呢？
How can we continue our walk of faith?
我们怎能够到天堂去呢？
How can we get to heaven?
照人的光景，实在不能。
If it depends on us, we truly can't.
但主耶稣说，我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失去信心。
But Jesus said, he has already prayed for all of us that we will not lose faith.
感谢主，因为主的祷告，不可能的变成有可能的。
Thank God, he makes things that are impossible possible.
主的祷告加给我们力量，托住我们。
His prayer lifts us up.And gives us hope.
主的祷告给我们信心，给我们盼望。
His prayer gives us confidence and hope.
主的祷告是我们得胜的保证。
His prayer is our assurance of victory.
希伯来书第七章二十五节说，主耶稣在父的右边永远活着，有能力，是一位有功效的代祷者。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 25, it says,Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
是的，主耶稣看到我们有需要，就为我们祈求。
Yes, when our Lord sees our need, he prays for us.
他赐下格外的怜悯与恩典。
He shows his grace and mercy upon us.
弟兄姐妹，如果你明白圣经，想到主在天上正在看着你，为你祷告，你的心就得着格外的安慰。
If you can picture Jesus up in heaven praying for us, how comforting that is for all of us.
主耶稣救赎的工作是这样的全备。
The work of Jesus Christ is so complete.
他不但来到这个世界寻找我们，使到我们归回神的里面。
Not only did he come looking for us so that we can come to know the God.
他不但担当我们的罪，替我们死在十字架上，还清我们的罪债。
Not only did he bore our sin and die on the cross and pay for the wages of all our sins.
他不但从死里复活，战胜了斩死权魔鬼，释放我们这些因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Not only was he resurrected and defeated death and the one who holds the key to death.
他更是为我们长远活着，为我们祈求。
He prays for us. He prays for us earnestly.
他要为我们祈求，直到我们到主的面前见主的面。
He's going to continue to pray for us until one day we see him face to face.
弟兄姐妹，诚然，主耶稣的祷告保证我们的救恩。
Once again, brothers and sisters, the prayer of Jesus gives us the assurance of victory.
基督的祷告保证我们的得胜。
Jesus' prayer gives us assurance of victory.
那为彼得代求的也为我们代求。
The one who prayed for Jesus is also praying for us.
那使到彼得重新站立起来的，也必叫我们重新站立起来。
The one who helped Peter to stand up again after failure will help us as well.
那使用彼得的，也必使用你和我。
The one who used Peter to do his work will use us as well.
最后一个功课。
The last lesson.
今天的经文教导我们，对软弱、跌倒、失败的弟兄姐妹。不要过分的失望灰心。
The lesson teaches us that when we see a brother or sister fail, when they stumble, let us not become discouraged and immediately condemn them.
是的，他们的软弱固然使到我们非常的痛苦。
Yes, sometimes when we see brothers and sisters fail, it hurts. It's discouraging.
但是不要忘记彼得的经历。
But let us not forget what Peter went through.
如果那跌倒的人是一个真的基督徒，
If the one who stumbled is a true follower of Jesus Christ,
有主耶稣为他祷告，
And Jesus Christ is praying for him,
有圣灵在他心中做工，
And there's the work of the Holy Spirit within,
有圣经的话藏在他的心里，
And the word is with him,
有一天他会回头的。
One day he will turn back.
有一天他可以重新被主来使用。
One day he will be renewed and be able to serve God in a mighty way.
这是我们从彼得失败的经历所学习的功课。
This is the lesson we learn from Peter in his failure.
你问神为什么许可彼得遭遇艰难跟失败？
You may ask, why does God allow Peter to go through such an experience and difficulty?
没有这些负面的经历不是更好吗？
You know, without these negative difficulty, wouldn't it be better?
其实神许可彼得经历艰难并且在艰难中跌倒失败，为了让彼得看见自己的软弱。
Actually, the Lord allowed him to fail, to stumble, to struggle, to suffer.Is to, for Peter to see his own weaknesses.
并且要使到彼得更加的谦卑，更加有怜悯的心，去同情那跌倒的弟兄姐妹。
And it's for Peter to learn to become more humble, and through this experience to be able to help and minister to other brothers and sisters who may have the same kind of experience.
想一想，彼得如果没有跌倒胆怯，他可能很容易就批评别人，定他们的罪。
Had Peter not had this experience, it might have been very easy for him to accuse and condemn others.
可是彼得他跌倒了，失败了，他能够体验到跌倒的痛苦，后悔的忧伤，并且他能够伸出爱的手，同情的心，去接纳安慰有相同经历的人。
But because Peter failed and stumbled, he understands what that's like. The sorrow, the regret, And he's able to extend a hand of love to those others.
弟兄姐妹，你曾否跌倒过呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever stumbled and failed?
你曾否跌倒以后靠主的怜悯重新站立起来，觉得自己在基督耶稣里面是一个新造的人呢？
Have you ever experienced after your failure, God helped you to stand up and feel like you are a renewed person?
如果你有这样的经历，你对别的弟兄姐妹是有责任的。
If you had this experience, you have a responsibility to other brothers and sisters.
主说你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。
Jesus said, when you turn back, you need to strengthen your brothers and sisters.
愿你以怜悯的心、温柔的手去对待落在百般试炼中的基督徒。
You must have a heart of mercy.And a hand to extend out to help others.
你要告诉他们罪的可怕跟危险。
You must explain to them the danger of sin.
你要警告他们不可以跟罪恶来玩耍。
You must warn them, don't play around with temptation and sin.
叫他们要提防骄傲、自大、自大跟不祷告。
You must remind them once again that to be careful with the pride, with the self-confidence.
万一他们跌倒了，你就要告诉他们耶稣基督的恩典与同情。
And when they fall, you must remind them once again of the grace and mercy of Jesus.
最重要的是不要忘记自己是一个失败的人生。
And most importantly, don't forget that we...on our own will live a life of failure as well.
却要用温柔谦卑的心扶持软弱的人。
We must be humble. We must have a willing heart to help those who are weaker.
弟兄姐妹，撒旦要抓我们，捕获我们，毁坏我们，叫我们成为他手中的一个牺牲品。
Brothers and sisters, Satan wants to attack us and turn us into victims.
但是主耶稣许可属于他的人经历患难跟骄傲，为要使我们成为一个得胜者。
But Jesus Christ gives permission for us to fail and stumble and struggle in order for us to become victors.
今天的信息就分享到这里，我们。
靠肩负重向地供应 我不用再空泛与挂念，我的心既仁慈无可赤夺，他每天都有最好安排，不论有我惜他慈爱显明，劳苦中他赐平安。
姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会为您制作的。您听了节目，心里如果有感动，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的电话是909-591-0080，909-591-0080，或者是626-475-6684，626-475-6684。我们也邀请您来参加我们教会的主日崇拜，时间上午10点开始，地址在3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710，3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino。California 91710，朋友，谢谢您的收听，愿主赐福给您。下个礼拜天上午同一时间，我们空中再会。